Dale Bramlett.
Dale, it's Amy again. I sent everything over via email as well as text message, and I just wanted to let you know one last thing. After you complete the application and speak with Ivan today, it's going to be required for you to get 5 reviews from a specific URL that we're going to send you that gets submitted with the application, but Ivan's going to walk you through that, okay?
Yeah, one thing that worried me, I got to thinking about it, like I have the security and driver's license with these guys, but that's really sharing personal information. Don't I need to get a release from them to do that?
That's truly up to you, and it's not getting shared with us specifically. So it's getting uploaded directly through Evident ID and Pinkerton.com. And these are the third-party service providers that Google selects. So the information isn't going to us. It's going directly onto the application, and it's proprietary information. So it's being coded out immediately as it's sent over to these background check companies.
So it's no different. If I discuss it, it's no different than me doing a background check on them, only you're doing it through another company.
Correct. Google is doing it. We're the provider that's giving all the information, everything to Google, and who Google has selected is Pinkerton and Evident ID, and you're going to be receiving emails individually from both of those companies as well as far as follow-up and things like that go. But yeah, it's absolutely no different, and that proprietary information isn't going directly to us.
So, like, I've got 6 employees, and mm-hmm. 4 of them are squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the laborer, so I'm not going to submit him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got something several years ago, but, you know, it was marijuana-related. But still,
right.
I don't want it in there because it might be an issue. The other guy is the DUI 2 to 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he had a lot of fast driving thing. It was just going through a tough time. He's been with me a year now or so, and I've had no issues whatsoever, no arrest, nothing. But I'm just worried. I don't really need him. I mean, I've got him.
Then don't put him on there. If you don't need it, don't put him on there. Why risk it?
That's what I was going to say. It's why, you know, I'd really like to be approved for this. You know, I could not put him on there and just not give him these leads.
Correct.
That work?
That's absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Keep him busy with the other stuff.
He's actually my best plumber. But, you know, you look at him and you say, you know, his dad was going to jail and he was having a tough time. He's a 19-year-old kid. He
mm-hmm.
started plumbing when he's like 17. He's got like 5 years experience. He's my senior plumber and he's fine, you know, but 3 years ago he was kind of where you were 7 years ago.
Right.
You know,
stuff happens.
You know,
again, we don't choose that on purpose. You fall into it. You know, it's a disease, and it happens, you know. But thank God he's got somebody like you to help him climb out of that hole.
Right.
And eventually.
His brother-in-law works
for
me. We keep an eye on him. There's no issues whatsoever. He's been doing
mm-hmm.
great. You know, I don't see it. I mean, does he have a beer on the weekends every now and then? Sure. But he's very responsible. We've had no issues. It was just he was a kid. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, but so if I don't put him on there and we keep getting busier and busier, and then I say, well, I want to add him, what happens later on there? Do I just...
You just add him in. Then you just add him in. Yeah, you just call and say, hey, I want to add him in.
Okay.
No problem.
No
worries.
I'll do that.
Yeah, we're going to take good care of you, Dale. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I just won't include him on the initial run because I'll just submit... I'll submit 5 names.
Okay.
And, you know, and they'll be all clean. You know, one guy had a problem like 40 years ago, and even the governor, you know, he was a kid, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he's like in his mid-50s now, so I don't think that'd be an issue. My license holder. The other 4 are totally clean, and he was pardoned by the governor. So, I mean, yeah, he had something, but it was 20-some-odd years ago. But I don't even need to include him. He doesn't go on any run. He's just my license holder. I'll just include 4 or 5 people that I know are totally clean.
Right.
You know, one guy's ex-Navy, one guy's ex-Army, one guy's ex-Marine, one guy's got a clean record. I'll submit those 4 guys, and we'll fly through. They'll look at it and say, yeah, there's no problems here.
Okay.
And that'll work. And then later on, I'll add one guy, and then I'll add another guy, because I don't want there to be any questions, because I really would like to. I mean, I was looking for an alternative. I was thinking, I got to do something different. It's just not cost effective to keep doing what we're doing. And
right.
Lo and behold, I clicked on it. So, yeah, I mean, if I could, if I could pay $37 a lead and end up with 40 or 50% leads, right now I'm paying $6,000 a month on Angie and I want to spend zero. You know,
right.
What I'd like to do is if I could move up to 40% closure rate, you know, and get solid leads that no one else is getting and get, you know, decent pricing on the 40%,
mm-hmm.
then what I'll be saying is, hey, I don't want to just be 440. Next month, I'd like to be 1,400.
Yeah, and that's absolutely doable because at 487, that's going to give you 3 Google guaranteed leads a week. Once you see how well that's working, you want to rack that up, you go ahead. So what I'm doing for you now is
how do I ramp it up?
You're going to contact myself or Ivan. I'm going to send you a text. I'm going to send you a text right now so you have my direct phone number and extension line. You're also going to have the number for Ivan. So what I'm doing right now is I am going ahead and creating a message for client support as well, stating that you have paid the application fee. You're going to keep the local program until LSA is live. Also for them to please contact you to see about making adjustment because you'd like to see more than 2 leads come in per month, or you're going to be forced to cancel the local program. You can't keep both if it's not cost effective.
Yeah, and you know, what I'm really wanting to do is to switch over to a program like this once I see it's working and get rid of the other one. I mean, I don't mind spending $5,000 or $6,000 a month in leads if I'm getting, I mean, if all of a sudden, if you're saying I can get 3 leads a week at $400, can I get 30 leads a week at $4,000? You know,
yeah,
that's what
but
I want.
3 leads a week, no, the 3 leads a week, sir, is based on the 487 for the month. So
if you make
absolutely.
That 4,800 a month,
yes.
it would be 30 leads.
100%. Yes. You want to crack the whip, we can crack the whip. Absolutely.
100%.
Okay? All right. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.